الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القنا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير نذير اللهم صل مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بلقاء أعظمه أطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال وقطعته يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. One of the meanings that Allah Ta'ala is sending durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam continuously, every moment, is that Allah is showering His mercy on Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. More that, like if you go to the Niagara Falls, Victoria Falls, you have to wear a raincoat, otherwise the splash, as though you're so far from the falls, makes your clothes wet. All the faults of the world together, more than that, Allah's rahmat is descending every split second on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here we have this great, this is the only ummah that has this opportunity to visit the Nabi. The Jew Christians, they believe wrongly that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, na'uzu billah, has been killed on the cross. Actually, he's in the heavens, but they can't reach them. The Jews, you go to Jordan, they show you his qabr there. You go to Palestine, they show you his qabr there. Exactly, you know. But ours, without the slightest doubt, we know exactly where our Nabi is. And Al-Nabi, Hayyun, he is alive in his qabr. Man zarani ba'da wafati, faka'annama zarani fi hayati. A person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, who will visit me after I've left this world, is just like the person who visited me in my lifetime. So it is actually like we are visiting our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is alive. And we are just at a few meters away from him. And how lot of Allah's rahmat is descending. And salawat, he means rahmat, mercy. But salawat, rahmat khasa. Special mercies of Allah Ta'ala are descending on Nabi Kareem Sallam. And we're so near, how that we won't we get wet with those mercies? Yeah. The only condition, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adamullah Fuyugam says, and it is for this reason that we have to go to Ahlullah to correct our lives, even before coming Hajj Umrah, to be in their sohbet company. So Hadrat says that this glass, if it is upside down, and you keep it under Victoria Falls, Niagara Falls, not one drop of water will come in. But if you keep it the right way up under a tap where one drop of water is falling, it will get full in time. So if the glass of our heart turn the right way up, that is why we have to go to Ahlullah. Then even if you come for 1 minute, the falls is so heavy, your glass will overflow. But if your whole life you come, but your glass is upside down, then nothing will get filled. Like unfortunately, you see how many people who come without beard, sunnat, and they go back the same. Without namaz in their life, they go back in the same way. And there are some people, we saw the Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Some people spend their whole life, and khadim-e khas, they were so close but they didn't get khilafat. And we saw with our own eyes by Hazrat, lot of visitors, mashallah, used to come. Then whole long line of all the mihman, Ramzan Sharif, who should make musafa. And it looked to us that Hazrat is sleeping, so many people, he just put his hand there. But in that line, suddenly he caught somebody's hand. And then he should tell his khadim, spring, ijazat nama, I'm giving him ijazat. He just came as a visitor, and he's leaving. So he, everything. And others, whole life, khadim e khas stayed, what Hazrat so close, made so much khidmat, didn't get khilafat. So, yeah, also at Raza Mubarak, somebody might just come for one visit. And some may be staying here. But that is why it's so important. Now, Shaykh Dhamad Birakatun says one wizard saw a kafla, group of people going for Hajj. His murid, and they had made for us Hajj also, asked, where are you going for Hajj? He said, where? You know the owner of the house of Kaaba Sharif. You know Allah Ta'ala? No, we don't know. Stay by me 1 year. I'll make your ma'rifat that you know him. Then you go and go to the house. You go and visit somebody, but you don't know who the person is. It's just a visit. But if you know who he is, even if you didn't visit him, a whole lot of respect, honor, whatever you have in your heart for him. So that is one thing that when you are standing there, Hazrat, our Shaykh Dhamad Barakatuh says, make this muraqabah that Allah's rahmat is coming down in huge torrents. And that one splash must fall on me also. It will change our condition of the heart, our outward condition, our mind, our thinking. Everything will get changed. And that is the real value of coming here. So that is, we should try and spend time with Ahlullah, get the, and then everything of us will be a sadaq. We'll get a lesson. Even if you don't listen to a bayan, everything what you see will be a lesson. Poet says, Arab poet, that if you walk in the desert and you see the dung of a camel, immediately your mind tells you without any bayan, nobody has to give you a bayan, that a camel was here. And if it's wet, then your mind will tell you it's fresh. Camel just passed now. And if it's all dried up, then your mind will tell you it's long time. So he says, if the dung of a camel can point to the camel passing this way, how can't all Allah's creation tell you that Allah is the creator? But only, unfortunately, the eyes of our hearts are closed, so we don't see Allah. Otherwise, everything. Yeah, in the haram, so many people, different types of people, all coming, all points to the, and the greatest proof of Allah's existence is you yourself, O insan, who made you. Till today, nobody else has claimed responsibility of making insan besides Allah Ta'ala. And over in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. So many places Allah has referred that He has created him. Nobody else has claimed responsibility. Like a bomb goes off somewhere and they say somebody claims responsibility. For this besides Allah, no one. And nobody has challenged Allah in this, in his claim also. 100% it is Allah. Everything points to that. So everything we should take a lesson from. Another very important thing is that this beautiful poem that Allah Ta'ala blessed us with, which was Ya Khaira Man,
Ya Khaira Man,
this is a Badu, a villager who came to Rauza Mubarak, and he said this poem. Everyone liked it so much that it's written on the on top there, on the Ya Khaira Man Dufinat Bil Qa'i A'adhumuhu. Oh, you who are the best who have been created, buried in sand. Ya Khaira Man Dufinat Bil Qa'i A'adhumuhu. I respect the sand in which you are buried. like our Shaykh's beautiful poems, Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram, that imagine a person that the mountains of the Haram, they are so, Tumho, Miri Nazro, Me, Bari Muhtaram. If the mountains are so beloved, then Allah, so everything else, how much? The cities, how much? The city of Makkah Sharif, the city of Medina Sharif. And then everything, and then the main Kaaba Sharif, Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, the sand which is touching the body, the kafan of the body of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is more valuable than Kaaba Sharif also. And it is more valuable than the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala also. So how valuable is not that? So the poet says, Ya khayra man dufinat bilqai a'adumu. فَطَابَ مِنْ طِيبِهِنَّ قَاعُ وَالْأَكَمُ. Then very blessed has become all the other types of sand. فَطَابَ مِنْ طِيبِهِ الْقَاعُ وَالْأَكَمُ. قَاع and أَكَم are two types of sands. That sand which is قَاع, which is touching the body of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and أَكَم which is the other sand. And here I am standing at the distance of a few meters on that sand. So where has Allah brought me? So how honorable is not that? فَطَابَ مِنْ طِيبِهِنَّ الْقَاعُ وَالْأَكَمُ رُوحِ الْفِدَى لِقَبَرٍ أَنْتَ سَاكِنُهُ. My ruh, my body is nothing. Today, unfortunately, we pay all value to body, comfort, enjoyment of the body. But if there is no ruh finished, the body has to be buried immediately. Nobody wants to keep the body. So the ruh, so how beautiful he says, my ruh is sacrificed. Ruh al-fida, the qabr. You are too great, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for your qabr in which you are living. For that I sacrifice my ruh. Ruh al-fida, the qabr anta sakin. Fihi al-afaf wal-jood wal-karam. What is in this qabr? Purity. What purity? Nobody can ever imagine what purity. Wal-jood, what generosity. Allah Akbar. لَيْلَاكَ مَا صَلَّيْنَا وَمَا دَرَيْنَا. If it had not been for your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we shouldn't have been making namaz. We shouldn't be Muslims. We shouldn't have been created. لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ. For because of you I created the creation. Our eyes, our speech, our brains is in the sadqa of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what is the generosity of? Then inshaAllah, Jannat is in the sadqah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what is the value of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Fihi al-afafu wal-jood wal-karam. What kindness, what compassion. Kareem. Kareem is he who gives without a person being eligible. If you have four or five workers who work for you, and then when you pay them, one other person just came with also a friend. So nobody in this world will say, okay, come, since you're standing with them, you also take and I pay you also. Impossible. The most generous person of this world. Kareem is he who gives without being worthy of it. So what Allah gave us tawfiq, what is our namaz? What is our hazri? What is our salatu salam? But Allah is Kareem, His Nabi is Kareem. And when a person reads Durood Sharif, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali should say, it is like immediately you have put yourself between two Kareems. When you said Allahumma, Allah is there for you. So to say, Allah is there, Allah is everywhere. But Allah's special rahmat is now right next to you. Salli is your work, you're sending Allah Muhammad. It is as though Muhammad Sallallahu, you are between two. Sometimes when you make namaz, this Maulana was on this side. This great buzzer, oh, today I've got my namaz between two such great people. So the minute you say durood, you are between two Kareems. So what how that Allah has blessed us. So we should make lot of qadr shukr to Allah Ta'ala. We should make lot of tawbah and lot of salatul hajah that Ya Allah, you brought us here. Let us not be deprived. What is being given out here? What is being dished out here? And if we have to go empty-handed, if a person like today, they say, you go to Dubai, make some money, place of making money, come Saudi, you can get a job, top job, whatever it is. But if a person went there and he brought nothing from there. So here we have come, and what then, what can't we take from here? So may Allah Ta'ala bless us the adab of the place, etc. Inshallah. And Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should advise that on every step read Durood Sharif. You just try and have all the time Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And just try it little bit, practice it, it will come. And then your mind will go off all the other things, everything. Like, for example, if we have to go shopping at home, even if there's some necessity, And when you go shopping, you have to pay. But you can turn your whole shopping around where you collect. You'll buy your things also, you'll pay your little money, but you'll collect more than what you are paying. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person goes in the shopping areas. It's not good to go, but for necessity, there's absolutely nothing you can go for necessity. And a person reads the fourth kalima, with little bit extra, which is the actual words, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd, yuhyi wa yumeet, wa huwa hayyun la yamut, bijibi khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. A person who reads that, 1,000,000 sawabs he get. So if you went to do shopping, you're spending 500 rand, 1,000, 2,000 rand. And you read this 10 times, you read it 100 times, you didn't really spend. You spend small little money of this dunya, which is also, and dunya's money is like fake money. Akhirat it won't have value, it can't help you. And in return you're getting real money, which is going to help you in dunya also. All your nakis help you in dunya also. You don't realize, but sometimes there is a problem and your work just gets done. It wasn't just it came right and it got done. Some you're making, like those three people in the cave, when they were closed up in the cave, they make it, which was acceptable by Allah. Ikhlas were there, the value of ikhlas. But they make it helped them there. So in this world, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should stress a lot on this, that whenever some goodness comes, then think that some make it by Allah's mihrbani, even your make you made by Allah's fazal. So, like today you want to buy something, you know what my bank balance, okay, I can afford it. But we don't look at our bank balance of making. So, therefore, we're not benefiting from it. You got your bank balance, but you haven't got your checkbook, you haven't got your credit card. It's there, but you're not using it. It's there to be used. So, your making helps you. So, this, when we're going shopping, how much? So, every minute, every second, just try and have durood on our tongues. Shortest durood of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum was sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The shortest durood that has come in the Hadith Sharif was sallallahu alayhi nabiyyi al-ummi. So we should try and read this address. MashaAllah, this now when we are free, try and read proper nice the durood of Ibrahim. What durood we read in namaz is the best durood. So at least we should read this. Just like Ishraq namaz is 2 or 4 rakats. Alright, we make 2, but at least sometimes, like here we are free, Ramzan Sharif, make 4. Jash namaz is 2 to 12. At least once in a lifetime, make 12. Awwabin is 6 to 20. Normally, you just cover up on 6. But when you are free, you have nothing, make your 20. Tahajjud is 2 to 8, make your 2 rakats after your Isha namaz is finished, tahajjud will be made. But sometimes make your 8 also, at least once in a lifetime. But these occasions, Ramadan Sharif, when we come for Umrah, we have free time, then we should try and spend more time. We go in the Khanqah, spend time in the Khanqah, then try and do more. The main thing is Umrah. If a person prepares the best soup in the world, which is so good that you don't get the flu, and you drink that in winter, the taste also, you can't, haven't got words to explain the taste. To eat it, you've got your tongue, but to explain the taste, you haven't got your tongue. But if he doesn't drink himself, he won't get the benefit. He can get the sawab for it, can get the world's praises for it, but till he doesn't have it himself, he's not going to get the enjoyment. So the main thing is amal. May Allah Ta'ala give us amal, inshaAllah. And amal also that which is maqbool by Allah. One amal is we happy, just mashallah, to say I made very nice umrah. We happy. But is it accepted by Allah or not? That is another thing. Mawlana Shah Masih Allah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the day a person says, today I made proper namaz, that is his worst namaz of his life. But till you feel, oh, I haven't done my namaz properly, I'm still deficient, I'm still useless, I can't even concentrate in my namaz, inshallah, that namaz will go into it. But the minute you have command, you have naz, that I made today, today I made ziyarat, I made this, then that is dangerous. But till you feel now, our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum has written that a namaz in which you get no waswasa, like we will think I made my whole namaz today 100%, but the namaz you made, you got no waswasa, no other thoughts in your namaz, that's the namaz of Jews and Christians. To understand this, Hazrat Maulana Shah Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, one Shia told him that till today no Shia became a Qadiani, only Sunnis become Qadianis. So Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah, very hard to jawab, but brains Allah gave him and what the Zahanat. So Mufti Sahib immediately said, that shaitan, you think he's a stupid fool, he's going to go and steal somewhere where there is nothing. He goes and steals where there is something. So till there is something in you, shaitan will trouble. When your namaz has got too much pride in you or whatever, then shaitan won't trouble you. He's already mine. I know, what must I waste my time with him? I have to go and make effort on other people. So till there is something, shaitan will try all the time. So don't even ever think that I must get no wasawis in my namaz. Till there is a person who got money, crooks are going to plan against him. When they know this house, oh, we know there is nothing here. They know the inside of the, we always say inside story. They got the inside story, in this house there is nothing. They're not going to come waste their time to come and rob here. They'll look for some other place. So as long as you're getting wasawis, inshallah there is something. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba complained about wasawis, they said, Dhaqil Iman. That is the proof that you have got Iman. That is where shaitan comes to rob a person. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا الله